week one with BT and Sal, I went Bills minus 6.5 over the Cardinals. I think the Cardinals are going to be terrible, and the Bills are going to dominate. I also went Bengals 8.5, which is crazy because the minus 8.5, now it's down to minus 7.5 because of Jamar Chase might not be playing, but I think he will. Bengals over Patriots because the Patriots stink. So those were the two against the spread I picked, Bills and the Bengals, and then I said Giants and 49ers outright to win. So those are the picks I gave with the perfect parlay with BT and Sal. Now, for my picks, first up, Miami is putting up, or put up last year, 31.9 points at home. I don't see Jacksonville being able, listen, Trevor Lawrence had like a down year last year, I guess you could say. I don't think Jacksonville can keep up with Miami. They continuously add amazing offense. Their defense is better. They're going to be up there in the AFC East all season long. Tua, whether you like him a lot or not, puts up numbers. Tyreek Hill is the best in the game, according to, you know, players. the players. But I can't imagine Miami not winning by more than 3.5 points. So I'm taking Miami minus 3.5 over Jacksonville to start off. Houston Texans, I think that they have a... Obviously, everyone's excited about the Houston Texans because of how C.J. Stroud performed last year. But now, again, you're talking about more weapons for C.J. Stroud. He actually has Stephon Diggs, who is one of the better wide receivers in the league. Now, is he going to take a little dip because there's other mouths to feed in Houston? Joe Mixon's there. Going up against the Colts, Anthony Richardson returning off of a major injury. Let's see how he's going to go perform the first week. I don't see him being as productive that first week. That's why I'm going to say Houston Texans minus 3 at Colts. I'm taking the Texans. Game 3, Cowboys at Cleveland. I don't believe in the Browns yet. I cannot believe in the Browns. And they're giving points at home. The Cowboys, I think, are going to be the top of the NFC East. So if they're going to be the top of the NFC East, they're going to win game 1 of the season. And I remember seeing how they traveled last year to MetLife and put up a 40 spot, I think it was, against the Giants. I don't think they're going to put up 40, but they'll definitely win the game, which getting points plus 2.5. I give the Cowboys the win on that one. So right now I got Miami minus 3.5, Houston minus 3, Cowboys plus 2.5. Going to the Giants game at home versus the Vikings, there's not many games that we can say, I think the Giants are going to win. I do think that the Giants are going to have a good season. I've said that. I do believe that this one is going to be a win for the Giants. I just think at home, going up against Sam Darnold, I know it's a reunion for Sam Darnold, for him coming back to MetLife, but I don't trust him as a quarterback still. Daniel Jones is the better of the two quarterbacks, no doubt about it. Plus, again, I've talked about how I love this Giants offense. That's a much better offense. I know they lost Saquon Barkley. I know that Singletary is the new running back for them, but I just like how they're situated. There's more spread. They could spread the wealth more. There's more targets for Daniel Jones to go to, and a better offensive line. They're just going to be able to put up points. Plus, besides the secondary, I do believe this defense is going to be well improved. So I think Giants plus 1.5. And then Monday night, the Jets are going to have a great season. They're not going to have a great opening night versus the 49ers. 49ers are just too good. They have everybody. Everyone's back. Everyone's ready to go. They're gonna build for this game. They've been building for this game. On the road, let the Jets lose this game. Minus 4.5, I'm taking the 49ers. And it's no big deal. It's no big skin if the Jets end up losing. They'll find a way in the future to win the games they need to. But the 49ers are just too good. I still haven't seen Aaron Rodgers now in over a year. I don't know what type of Rodgers we're going to see. I don't see him putting up crazy numbers in week one. I just don't. And we've seen the Rodgers, by the way, in previous years. Remember the relaxed years of the Green Bay Packers? I could see that happening with the Jets to start off. It's a difficult schedule for the Jets. It really is. So, but to start off in San Francisco on a Monday night, edge to the 49ers right there. So Miami -3.5, Houston, Texas -3 over the Colts, Cowboys +2.5 over the Browns, Giants +1.5 over the Vikings, and 49ers -4.5 over the Jets. Alex, what do you got, my man?
Well, I'm going to go with, well, you have one that I actually had that we were the same, and I think the Cowboys will beat the Browns. So I would take the Cowboys because I don't trust Deshaun Watson. I just...
And listen, hey, they got Jerry Jeudy. Great. They have two running backs that, you know, can they stay on the field? Jerome Ford.
No Nick Chubb.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's just, it's not a great situation. I don't even know how they're getting points off of this.
Yeah, hopefully they don't because I have Cowboys defense on my team. So, yeah. Next one, I think this is a bit of an easy pick. A lot of people are pretty high on Kyler Murray. I'm high on Marvin Harrison Jr., but not so much on the Cardinals offense. So I'm going to go with the Bills. Their favorite is 6.5, but I think the Bills they'll cover. And I think they'll win by more than a touchdown.
They're going to smoke them, dude. They're going to smoke them.
I'm going to go with that. The Giants Vikings, usually I was going to go with 5 straight pick-ems, but I'm actually going to go with Giants Vikings under 41 points. I just can't really see both teams hitting. Well, I can't see either team hitting 20 points, honestly. It's probably going to be like a...
Are you trying to insult the offense over there already?
I mean, Sam Darnold, Daniel Jones, it's not going to be a shootout, that's for sure. So I do agree with the Giants winning. I hope they do.
What's the over-under on that again?
41.
41.
So I think it's going to be under. I think it's going to be something like 17-14 Giants is my prediction there. Rogue Shout. I think this one's going to be definitely my sort of out of the like limb pick. I don't think a lot of people will pick this. I'm actually going to go Raiders beating the Chargers straight up. I know Chargers are favored at 3 points, but Justin Herbert injured, so he's going to be not 100% going into the game. Jim Harbaugh, first game back in the NFL. I think they're going to take some time, whereas Antonio Pierce, I think, is more ready right now. And I'm kind of high on the Raiders. I think they'll do a lot better than most people think.
Okay.
And never doubt against Gardner Minshew. and then I'll go with the 5 as well. I was going to go with one, but I might change it last second.
Uh-oh. Can we do that?
I'll go with yours because two of your picks were the same as mine.
That's fine. And that makes me feel better.
Yeah. And it was going to be Texans beating the Colts. I'll go with that as well.
Okay.
Big on CJ Stroud. I'm also big on Anthony Richardson. I think he's going to have a big season. Hopefully, he stays healthy. But
I like him. Yeah. I do.
Yeah, and another like weapon, you said Joe Mixon, Stephon Diggs, Nico Collins is going to be huge, I think, as well. So,
yep, and Tank Dell, everyone loves
Tank
him.
Tank Dell, yeah. Having Tank Dell as your third option, so that's going to be huge. So I'm going to go with, so to round it out, Texans beating the Colts, favored 3 by 3 points. Cowboys are the underdog by 2.5, but I think they'll win. Giants, Vikings under 41 points. Raiders beating the Chargers straight up, and Bills covering 6.5 and beating the Cardinals.